What's going on, everyone? Jetta, Cameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Monday morning. Well, an awful lot to get to. Obviously, the 76ers, it's a big day for them as it is game two tonight. Now, look, we'll look back a lot at game one today and obviously preview what hopefully will be a bounce back for the Sixers. Great job by the Phils over the weekend, sweeping a dreadful Chicago White Sox team, and superb pitching by the Phillies. A lot of hitting as well. 3 days to the NFL draft. Look, it's all here. We'll do it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, bud.
Abe Lincoln let his cat eat at the dining room table, Joe.
About that.
He also let his sons Tad and Willie keep rabbits and turkeys and goats and horses at the White House.
Well, that is you had more
like
room.
A farm.
You had more room back then, man.
No, you really didn't. It was still the White House.
Yeah, I mean, but there weren't like...
You're saying like out back, wasn't as much stuff?
Probably not. Like the West Wing, I don't think it had been built.
I didn't really think about
Oval
that
Oval Office
part.
Didn't exist.
Yeah, like what else was going on around there? Like they probably could have had a few sheds.
Yeah, that exactly. That whole wing
with animals.
Exactly. Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's tackle...
But the cat was still eating at the table,
very
which is
bizarre,
kind of weird.
Very bizarre fact. Yeah. All right, guys, let's tackle game two by looking back to game one. And again, great job by the Phils. I mean, we certainly want to have them squarely on the table as well. They really answered the bell against some horrible teams. And they did so in a way, I think, that, you know, as mid-April starts giving way to late April... there should be a good deal of confidence with the Phils right now. I mean, they look great. They're on the Braves. The Braves finally – by the way, the Braves kept winning themselves. Credit to them until yesterday when they finally lost the game. So the Phils are one game back of Atlanta. It really should set up for a great race this baseball season between the Phillies and the Braves for the division. So Phils squarely on the table, 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to the Sixers. So we'll tackle game two by looking back at game one. I will tell you this, I am remarkably conflicted by what I saw on Saturday night as it relates to what it means for the rest of the series. It's rare to see a Sixers team lose a game and have a major scare with their best player and come out feeling like kind of decent. But I got to tell you, I emerged from watching that game feeling kind of decent, but I also know, like, be careful here, Joe. Like, you only get four losses. They already had one of them. They already had a major Joel scare, which I frankly don't know if it was an injury or a scare, right? I mean, Joel didn't talk after the game. Nick Nurse talked yesterday and after the game. Sounds like Joel's okay. So, you know, I don't know if he, like, re-injured himself or just got really scared. And here's what I do know. The bad thing is that you had a Joel thing again. And then, obviously, he was lagging down the stretch. That was evident after an absolutely dominant, you know, first, you know, quarter of the game. And, again, as I said, you lose, and you only get four of them, and you already got one of them in your back pocket, and you don't like that. The good news is I thought the Knicks played out of their minds. I thought New York—
They did.
I mean, they had multiple players play way above their head, all right? So credit to them for doing that. But that's a hard thing to sustain. I love the way Joel dominated until the injury or injury scare. And I remain convinced the 76ers are just a better basketball team. Now, I don't want to sound phony, baloney, foolish here. And if you think I am, we'll take those calls at 215-592-9494. I lean toward more encourage than discourage. But again,
that's great.
I don't want to sound... silly.
Out of touch. I agree
because
with you.
Because the Sixers did lose the game. John, what are your thoughts? And again, everyone at 215-592-9494. John, where do you stand on what we saw and what it means?
Yeah, it's discouraging that we couldn't pull that out. But we should have been able to pull it out. Like, we were closer than I think a lot of people expected. Joel was able to do a lot more than a lot of people expected. But Joel can do a lot more than what he showed. And the Sixers are still okay. They can still win this series. Joel can lift the Sixers to excellence, but he can't do this if he approaches game two and forward with the same injured mindset that he had going into this game. You know, the mindset that he had, you're bringing doubt to this team. I'm not blaming you. You're in a tough spot, But I'm worried because your mindset is putting the team in a spot where it could lose this series. Your mindset needs to change. You've got to put it out of your mind. You know, don't let the opponent see you wince. But remember, you had this was 2 months ago that this thing was repaired. And as far as we know, it was repaired. You know, this is, you got to get it out of your head and play like you're fixed, because as far as we know, you are fixed. You had surgery. The doctors removed the offending flap of meniscus that was the problem. We need you to look fixed and believe you're fixed, Joel. It has been months. You are playing like you're not fixed. And you have had enough time to recover from the procedure that you had. It's time that you trust the knee. And I know that's the hardest part. It doesn't look like you're where you trust the knee. If you can get there, the sky is the limit for this team. You need to get to where you trust it. I was discouraged by how far away he was from trusting the knee, but I know he can still get to where he trusts the knee.
Right.
Because I believe the knee is fixed because they told us the knee was fixed. And that procedure is one that I've had myself 4 times. So I think he can do this. I'm encouraged by the way that it looks.
4 different times?
Yeah. The meniscal
different years?
Yeah, two different knees.
Yep.
2 different procedures.
Okay.
But the medial and lateral meniscus
4 times.
Were both done. Well, on,
holy
on
mackerel.
2 separate occasions.
I understand.
My right knee and my left knee, medial and lateral meniscus, both were scoped out.
Wow. Well, look, I'm fascinated where everyone stands on this whole thing at 215-592-9494. You know, we said last week, so goes Joel, so goes this series. I really do believe it's actually that simple. Now, do I wish Tobias Harris would stand up? I do. I mean, it's a joke, all right? It's a total joke.
No, I actually hope he sits down
and
more.
I'm ticked
rather
that,
than
yeah.
stand up, and I'm just not even going to try and bother with you. Buddy Hield campaign, you know, some blend,
but I'll
some
say
mixture
this.
Of
Buddy
these
Hield's
guys.
Got to stand up, too.
Well, he needs more time. He needs more
you know
minutes.
What? Do something
they
with the minutes he got.
They did not get the minutes they needed. Campaign and Buddy, it was something crazy. Those guys had like 13 and a half minutes combined.
Yeah, I think Buddy was like 11 and Campaign was like 3 or something. Look, I know Tobias has to be played less. I know that. I think we all know that. And I'm ticked that Nick Nurse didn't know it before game. I really am. I thought Nick Nurse.
How do you let that just get away from you like that?
How about the ending of the game, too? We haven't talked about
disgraceful.
That. I mean, have you ever seen that? That was insane.
I have seen that. And every time I see that, James, you know what I think?
What are you doing?
That was really dumb.
Yeah. I mean,
so
it's crazy.
Let's just let the clock, you know, run out. And then there it is. There's 3 seconds left and the other team's shooting 2 free throws and the game's over. I mean, totally stupid. Okay, stupid. Here's the deal.
Tobias played the most minutes of any Sixer in the fourth quarter of that game.
No, I mean, it's unacceptable. And that's as unacceptable as it is on Tobias, I'm now at the point where it's unacceptable on Nick Nurse. Like, no more, dude, enough.
Right.
Like, I know you don't trust many other people, but you got to give somebody else a shot. I agree with John's assertion. That's got to be some combination of Buddy Hield and campaign and probably like an extra 10 minutes for Batum. Like I need to work Batum like a dog. I need to work him like a freaking mule who's going to die out there, but I got to try. I mean, I'm sorry to say it. Like I need Batum to play 38 to 42 minutes. I just do. I know he's 37,000 years old,
that's
but
tough, man.
I need him to do it. I mean, I saw Kyle Lowry do it the other day. Like I need Batum to do it. I need it. So that's it. No more. As it relates to Joel, you know, I agree with John. He clearly doesn't trust the knee. I will also say, though, like, you know, maybe he is still injured. I do worry about that knee buckle in game 81. I still think that was a factor. Like, I'll tell you this. At halftime, and Stephen A. was talking about this at halftime on the national broadcast. At halftime, now let me be clear. I went to the Phillies game, all right? I went to the Phillies game, so I did not watch the bulk of the Sixers game 1 live, which drove me nuts. It's a whole thing. We'll get into it. So, of course, I went back and rewatched the whole thing afterwards. All right. I saw the end of the game live. I saw, like, the last 5 minutes live, and then I went back and watched it. When I went back and watched it, as I was watching the game for the first time, at halftime, as Stephen A. was saying, basically, maybe they shouldn't play Joel, I was thinking maybe they shouldn't play Joel because I don't know that the knee is structurally sound. I tend to think it is. I tend to think that what we saw was a really scared athlete who felt something.
Trust.
You know, I tend to think that.
It's the trust thing. Have I talked to you about the crepitus term?
Yes.
This crepitus term is stuck in my head. They would talk to us about crepitus. You're going to feel crepitus in that joint or whatever that is. When you open up a joint, when you surger something, it always feels a little bit different afterwards. And there's like clicking and popping and weird feelings that happen. Scary feelings happen with just a step. You could step out of bed the first step,
but
of
you
your
know
day,
what? But John, you
and
know,
it feels different, and that scares you.
Here's the thing, though. I hear you, but I'll tell you the thing that I keep coming back to that scares me. His knee buckled in game 81, and that's not a feeling of like he took a normal step and it looked normal and he felt something in his brain. Like his knee actually buckled, and so I don't know if he's, you know, in this re-injury mode, or as you're saying, John, just doesn't trust. I don't know. I do know this. In the fourth quarter, he did not have lift, you know, clearly. The jump shot, he was short, and they went to him an awful lot, and he couldn't give them the buckets they needed. And so we said it before.
Which makes a lot of sense when you're a guy who has played a lot less than everyone else on the court, and it's the fourth
quarter of a playoff game
when you've exerted yourself more than you realized that you were because it's the playoffs and there's more emotions running high with every step.
This was one of the concerns before the playoffs started and going back a couple months. After, like, would he be able to be ramped up enough? I think this game was a clear indication that the would he be able to be ramped enough up enough to win proved true that he wasn't. Between not trusting his knee, maybe not being, you know, totally conditioned, and the shot ultimately falling flat in an otherwise close game down the stretch. Like, they lost
this
game. But
that doesn't mean he can't get where he needs to be.
I agree with you.
And he is close. And this team
is close. John.
Because, look, when they do what they did to Brunson, if they can continue to slow down Brunson the way that they did, and that give him props.
That's
that's some great defense. Then this team, a combination of players, not Tobias, but a combination of Buddy and Cam and whoever else you want to throw in there, we can win this series.
All right, look, we ask you this question at 215-592-9494. What's your reaction to game one? What's your sense of what's up ahead tonight with game two? Did you walk away from game one more encouraged or discouraged? I mean, it stinks to lose, but – There were some very encouraging elements. And again, I'll lean back into, I thought a bunch of Knicks guys played way over their head. Now, to be fair, Kyle Lowry played under his head.
As did Jalen Brunson, to be fair.
I didn't mean Kyle.
You meant Jalen Brunson.
I meant Jalen Brunson. Yeah. Jalen Brunson played under his head is what I meant to say. All right, the whole thing. 215-592-9494. We'll get to the Phils as well and a big old draft in 3 days. It's all here today. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP.
I'm ready for spring, although I'm not entirely sure that my home is. But instead of getting stressed out about it, I'm just going to get some help from Horizon Services. Their cooling and plumbing experts will spring into action to ensure my home systems are working reliable. So before you turn on your AC system, make sure to schedule a spring tune-up to avoid costly breakdowns and clear away dust, sander, and pollen that's been building up in it since last year. Plus, right now, Horizon has an unbeatable offer. When you book a spring AC tune-up, they'll also schedule a free fall heater.
All right, Jetta Cameron, John Rich, it is 94 WIP. We got a malfunctioning system in there.
We're off to a good start right now.
What's the deal, my man?
I don't know. It's not playing. It should play right now.
You're right.
I'm hitting the button. See, this is me hitting the button.
You know what the irony is,
Nothing's
James?
Going.
Can I tell you the irony?
That's the exact song I was going to play. Can you believe it?
Good job.
I thought you were going to join in.
No, just finish it out. You know what I had to say to that?
Yes! Oh, yes!
I got a new...
That's an overreact. Wow.
I got a new drop on the drop board. Let's see if Rhea can name when that was. So you know who that is, right? Let me play it again. Here we go. Everyone think and very recognizable voice. Tell me who this is.
Yes! Oh, yes!
All right, Rhea, who is that?
Wow. Is it a local person?
It is.
Yes! Oh, yes!
I saw a clip this week, and I'm like, oh, I need that on the show. I need that on the show. When someone says, like, should the Sixers trade for the Greek Freak? And then I can play that, you know, drop and be like, okay, yeah.
I really have no idea.
I am shocked you don't got this.
Is that Jason Kelce?
No. James, do you know who it is?
I don't know.
You really don't?
Play it again.
Okay, last time. This is it. Here we go.
Yes! Oh, yes!
Is it? Mark Zumoff?
That is Mark Zumoff.
There you go.
That is Mark Zumoff. That was when Andre Iguodala hit the shot like 15 or so years ago to beat the Orlando Magic in a game one of an NBA playoff. He made a shot with like 2 seconds left, and Zumoff went nuts.
Clearly.
So I'm going to say I got that thing. I'm going to start using that moving forward. All right, 215-592-9494. And James, the irony of your music malfunction. I have a compliment from on high to pass down on the show to one James Seltzer.
Oh, buddy.
From the man who runs the whole show. David Field talking to him on Friday, our tremendous CEO of Odyssey. James, he told me to tell you on Friday, you do a spectacular job picking the music.
Get out of here. Oh, well, now I got pressure on the music.
Yes, you do. Yes, good. You do. So, you know, generally good. So far today, not so good.
Horrible so far.
All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. What do you make of what we saw from the 76ers in game one? Let's get to George kicking us off. Good morning, George.
Hey, what's up, Joe? Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, I blame this straight on Daryl Morey. He had a chance to get rid of Buddy Hill. I mean, Tobias Harris. He could have picked up Bogdanovich. He could have done a lot of things. Their roster is not ready to win. They need to shut Joel down. You know, they know what they got in the two stars. Let's try to do this again and get these stinking New Yorkers an ass whipping next year.
Well, I'm not there yet. Listen, George, as far as Joel goes, it's really hard for me. Without being a doctor, like the Sixers should be talking to doctors and say, hey, is he structurally sound to play? Because we all remember when Durant suffered the Achilles after he had a calf injury. Like, you do want to be careful there. If the doctors say he's structurally sound to play, then I'm playing him.
George, why do you want to fold up shop? Why is it you want to say, hey, just call it a season?
I just don't think he's ready. You know, mentally he's not ready. So let's give him a chance. And Daryl Morey,
I think mentally he's not ready, but he needs to get ready. Like that's the whole thing. That's a massive challenge for him to get to where he no longer looks at this as like it's an injury, like it's an acute injury, because it's not. It's not. It was fixed, as far as we know, as far as we were told.
All right, George.
Hello. Can I get one point in?
Sure. Go ahead.
And they traded away their toughness. They got no toughness. They traded away their toughness with that trade, picking up Buddy Hield. They traded away, and I think that's going to kill
them. Well, remind me, who did they trade when they traded Hield? I can't even remember at this point.
They traded my man, the Morris, Marquise Morris.
Morris.
Well, they need a guy like him right now.
Well, I'll tell you this. They might be comparable players. They're different players. I am disappointed in Buddy Hield. You need more. No, you know, look, he's kind of soft. I mean, here's the thing about this series that to me was very evident, and I'm thinking of Buddy Hield, and I'm really thinking mostly of Tobias Harris. This is a street fight. This series is a street fight. I need street fighters. I do. I need street freaking fighters, and Tobias Harris ain't one of them. Now, Buddy Hield, I mean, I don't expect street fighting from him. But I need this, like 3 or 4 3-pointers every game. Knock him down, dude. Knock him down. I mean, it's like he has been from when he first got here. But John, clock is
11
ticking.
11 minutes. He had the same amount. He had the same minutes as Paul Reed, man.
I know.
And the Paul Reed thing, Do you wonder if Paul Reed needs to be out there a little more too? Maybe it would help with the rebounding. The rebounding is such a major discrepancy.
It's a disaster.
It sickens all of us to watch offensive rebound, you know, Nick offensive rebound after Nick offensive rebound, the putback after putback, because Joel is clearly slowed. Joel is not going to be the same presence out there, rebounding presence, that he needs to be.
Well, it's also where Tobias hurts you. He's your power forward. Your power forward.
Power. That's so funny. Yeah. Power in quotes.
Yeah.
Power forward with Tobias.
I mean, it was a listen, and Josh Hart, man, like, God bless that guy. I mean, I got to tell you, if the Sixers lose to the Knicks in the series, I'm probably rooting for the Knicks the rest of the way. Like, I admire those guys. I mean, I'm a Villanova fan, so first of all, fundamentally, it's just a little weird, you know, rooting against so many guys who are great Nova players and Nova champions. I mean, you can see how Jay Wright got those guys rolling to just the way they play basketball. They play hard. It's incredibly impressive. I mean, it just Josh Hart out-hustled them, and it was a disaster. And he wasn't making anything until the fourth quarter, and then he started making everything. 215-592-9494. Coming up in 1 minute, we'll get inside the Phillies, the weekend series, and how close the Phillies are now to the Atlanta Braves.
Big news about my friends at the Busch Auto Group. With two Nissan dealerships in Exton and Limerick, they're your top destination for any new Nissan or pre-owned vehicle. Right now, save up to $4,000 on 23 Nissan Altimas, or take advantage of rates as low as 3.9% on 2024 Nissan Sentras. I've been there myself, and it's a fantastic experience. Visit them in-store or online today at BushAutoGroup.com. And when you go, tell them John Ritchie sent you.
All right, Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie on this Monday morning. Your chance to weigh in on the Sixers, of course. 215-592-9494. Same goes for the Phils. Different way to arrive on a Monday morning. I mean, let me start with this question. Is this season going to be totally different than the last two, in that are they going to cruise to a playoff berth? They might not win the division, but are they going to comfortably get a playoff spot?
Yes.
I agree with you.
They are.
They're supposed to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They should.
They should. I mean, they have the talent to do that. You know, John, what we've seen from the pitching this year
has been spectacular.
It's incredible.
I mean,
they had a double no hitter chance this weekend.
You're right.
they had a chance for a no hitter Friday. They had a great chance for a no hitter Saturday.
It's almost like you don't really know how to respond to any of this. Now, this is two series in a row against the sisters of the poor.
They stink.
So that should we did what we were supposed to do, but a lot of times, you know, our Phils will they'll flub something. You know, they'll do what they're supposed to do for the most part, you know, like 70% of the time. But, man, to be locked in the way that they were and go through those series and do what they were supposed to do every time consistently, it's a different level of goodness. I'm not going to say greatness, of goodness at this time of year.
Well, the pitching is
looking
good. The pitching is great.
The pitching has
– I mean, it's great.
The pitching just – It feels like you can be confident in it, and it doesn't feel like that's going anywhere. These are pros.
Except the old Met guy's coming in. Yeah, what's
Taiwan?
Yeah, Taiwan. It's only a matter of time till that.
So I like that he's the old Met guy now. That's a good pivot by
he's
you.
It's going to be a disturbance in the force, to use a Star Wars term. It just is. He ain't going to be as good as Turnbull, but you got to pitch him. He's got 3 years and. Whatever, $54 million.
Taiwan Walker. Look, part of the problem I had with Taiwan Walker is it's like nothing ever fazed him or made him feel like he was fired up to you know, be getting after it out there. Maybe Spencer Turnbull is gonna, you know, inspire him to compete a little bit and get a little fired up, and we'll see a better version of this guy. It feels like it takes him forever to get warmed up in the season, to get warmed up in a game itself. Like, maybe this is like, hey, be a self-starter faster, be better. Maybe we'll see a better Taiwan Walker.
Maybe.
You know, like that iron sharpens iron.
But I'll say this. Iron didn't sharpen iron last year when Christopher Sanchez stepped up in the second half of the season and Taiwan wilted.
True.
You know, so, I mean, look, it's an exciting time right now from a Philly standpoint. You know, it's funny. There's parts of the team still not hitting much. But, my God, I mean, Trey Turner's hitting everything. He's hitting everything.
Yeah.
I mean, he's playing like an MVP right now. His batting average is like 350-something or 360, whatever the hell it is.
I think it's 348.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. It's
and it's
really
– just singles.
Yeah.
Sitting on and
well, how about this,
extra
John? It's after a slow start.
Getting it out. Yeah.
Like, he kind of stunk for about a week and a half.
You know, he's one of those guys, when he's right, I think to myself all the time, man, it's beautiful.
It's smooth.
When he swings that thing.
It's smooth.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Like poetry in motion. Why can't I feel this so inspired all the time by Trey?
Yeah.
I thought that's what we were going to get when we found out what we were paying him. But right now, it's feeling pretty nice.
Yeah,
what
it is.
Trey's putting down.
All right, so what we saw from the Phils, not only in the last three games, but the last six, if you will, in this now six-game winning streak, two sweeps in a row, 215-592-9494. Up ahead, cool prize today on the show. We'll get to that. We'll rock all your calls. Sixers, what'd you make of game one? Phils obviously now settled into the season and hopefully no looking back. I mean, the Phils should be smooth to the playoffs. Your thoughts on what they're doing, and obviously Trey Turner in the pitch in some exceptional play so far this year. Joe to Cameron, John Rich, it is 94 WIP.
I've been working with my good friends at Lexus of Cherry Hill for years, almost a decade of leasing, just renewed again for the RX 350. Great size SUV, perfect for me, my teenagers, friends, plenty of room for my dog on our trips. And there's a real simple reason why I love working with Lexus of Cherry Hill. It's the great people and service you will receive when you enter the dealership. 2024 Lexus models are in the moving fast, and the all-new GX will be arriving soon. Lexus of Cherry Hill is now a six-time J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence winner for the customer sales experience. You will see the Lexus of Cherry Hill difference when you stop in. See Tony Labello and his great team. I worked with Oleg and Kurt when I was in about a week ago. Another great...
Great to be with you. A little Pearl Jam action here on a Monday morning. Jetta Camera, John Reshi. We'll talk to Ben Davis at 7 o'clock. He'll be in studio with us for 3 hours. Of course, out of the booth over the last couple days and into the Tasty Cake studio for the next 3 hours starting at 7 o'clock. 215-592-9494 to react to everything from Philadelphia sports over the weekend. By the way, when you call, your chance to win a $100 gift card to see Joseph Anthony Retreat. I said to see, like it's a concert, not to see. To go to Joseph Anthony Retreat. I'm here. I'm listening to Pearl Jam. I'm thinking of a concert. Yeah, go see Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon concert. No. Go get yourself treated. Or a loved one treated at Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. The secret to spoiling the moms in your life this spring. Now three locations: Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. You can visit them in person or online, josephanthony.com. Josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available. All right, John, a happy birthday has to go out to one of the greats, and that would be Jack Nicholson. Jack is getting up there in age. I have a age for him. You want to take a gander here today, Mr.
Sure.
Richie? Jack
sure.
Nicholson. How yeah. old do you think he is?
89 years old.
He is 87 years wow. old today. So Jack is 87. Look, in honor of Jack, what a tremendous career and entertainer, the whole deal. You don't think of him as an entertainer, but that's what he does. He entertains us. In honor of Jack, we'll ask you today to give us, for your chance to win the Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon $100 gift card, give us a Jack. There's good Jacks, there's bad Jacks, there's alive Jacks, there's dead Jacks, there's fictional Jacks, there's play-on-word Jacks. Give us a Jack. The best answer by the end of the show will win the $100 gift card. John Ritchie, when you think of a Jack, and everyone again, at 215-592-9494, so many ways to go, John, when you think of a Jack.
Yes.
What comes to mind for you?
This Jack is very near and dear to my heart, Jack in the Box.
Mm-hmm.
The Jack in the Box is on the West Coast, but as a college student, that was the cuisine for the most part, for the large portion of a semester.
Because
you could get Jumbo Jacks, you know, their signature burger, Jumbo Jacks for less than a dollar.
Well, that is the deal.
Jumbo Jacks were cents. Yeah. Like, you could buy them for cents. And they were good.
John,
it was like a quarter-pound burger that was delicious, delectable, and cheap.
I got on a cheap kick in college at one stretch. Boone's wine, $3.
It wasn't just you.
Was $3.
Yeah, I got on a cheap kick in college, said everyone, whoever lived. Yes.
All right. I ate KFC mashed potatoes and gravy for like months straight for dinner.
There you go. Probably with some Natty Ice, right?
No, I was never a beer drinker.
Natty Ice was on the cheap side. All right, Seltzer, give me an answer. And again, everyone, 215.
Wait, what's your favorite flavor of Boone's?
Oh, I don't know, John. I have no freaking clue.
Yeah.
All right, James, give me an answer here. And everyone, 215-592-9494 for a Jack. What do you got here, James?
I'll be the one to do it. Also a Jack that's near and dear to my heart.
Jack Fritz here.
Our guy Fritzy.
Oh, for the love of God. Are we looking for good answers?
He just was given as an answer.
That's ridiculous. Mm. All right, Rhea, give me a Jack.
Blackjack.
Blackjack, yep. Look, a lot of big answers are going to be available here. I'm going to go with that guy that would, do the beanstalk thing. Look, big answers. Jack! I'll never let go, Jack. And then she
Why do you
lets
keep
go.
Giving answers? Man.
I don't know. I just felt like that.
You had just given
double
Jack
whammy.
And the beanstalk.
Yeah, too bad.
Why are you going with the Titanic, Jack?
You know what? I don't know. I messed up.
Oh, that's a huge answer.
All right, let's go to the phones. Give us a great Jack. Whoever provides the best is going to win the $100 gift card. Rocco right now. Good morning, Rocco.
Good morning, gentlemen. Boy, there's a plethora of sports topics that we can get into.
Sure
but
are.
I want to bring up the NFL draft because this year, Marks and Rhea, you can back me up on this, the 25th anniversary of McNabb's draft.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the day that my name kind of got into this quasi-famous category in sports talk radio. But listen, I hope that there's a slight dedication at the draft party this year in commemorating that day. It would be nice. It would be nice. But let's flip to the Sixers here.
Sure.
I'm with Joe Wechner for the last 4 years, and the problem with the Sixers is Joel Embiid. First off, can we just say that the process was a failure?
We'll be able to say it in about 2 to 3 years, one way or the other. It's not over yet.
We have one player left from that entire process.
I know.
And the whole season revolves around whether he feels confident or he feels moody, whether he feels like he's up to par. Can we just put it in the rearview mirror and just start anew? Because
look, they may get to that point in the next year or two. They certainly might. They're not there yet. I don't think they should be there yet. But look, I understand the thought process of people that say it's not going to work. Let's move on. Now, I'm not there, but I get that it is something to consider, particularly if you feel like at a certain point, you know, he's going to lose tremendous value. Like, if he suffers a devastating knee injury, devastating, then all of a sudden, instead of getting, you know, 4 first-round draft picks and 3 pick swaps, you know, you could get, like, squat-ta.
Joe, I looked at that game Saturday night, and I went, there's no way he's getting through several rounds of the playoffs. I mean, that's just the conclusion I came to.
It's
every year, Rhea. Every year you come to that conclusion.
But this year, more than ever, Rocco. Like, it feels more unstable to me than it's ever felt. With that said, in the first quarter, I mean, he
amazing.
Looked like the best player in the world. He did.
The first quarter, it felt like we could roll over that Knicks team because he was taking us there.
But guys, a first quarter does not make a championship.
I know.
You have an entire playoff series that we have never seen from this player.
Right.
Now, listen, called bad luck, but we drafted him. He had a broken foot.
Yeah.
Okay, or a broken bone in his foot that had to be surgically repaired.
Yep.
And then he broke the other bone in the other foot. I mean, you know.
Well, it wasn't the other foot. It was the same foot. Rocco, give me an answer here for a Jack.
Well, the first one to come along, Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper. How about that answer? Jack the Ripper, not bad. 215-5. What is that,
and
London?
He was the first Jack to come along.
Yeah, yeah, first Jack.
Whitechapel, part of London, I think.
So what is that, like 1700s? When is that guy?
I think
18. Jack the Ripper, 1800s. Yeah.
1800s.
We can go on a London. Tour, Joe, of all the spots when we're over there.
We do need to kind of start planning.
Yes.
Like, what is going on when we go to London? What is happening there? We're also trying to figure out what's going to happen tonight. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's truck season at Armin. Available 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all new light-duty Armin Silverados. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question, who wins tonight, Sixers or Knicks? Who wins tonight? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Certainly weigh in on the phone lines as well. So, John, Saturday was a heck of a sports conundrum for me. I mean, I have had, you know, I'm saying it in the present tense, but I had tickets to the Phillies game. Hanging out with a group of friends, I rarely say. I felt it would be bad form if I backed out on them. If it was a game seven, I would have backed out on them. It was a game one. So, I mean, the Phillies and Sixers happen at the same time. I go to the game. Now, I'm fully prepared, and it's an entertaining Phillies game. You know, they're doing what they're doing. They're controlling the game. I'm fully prepared to bail out of the game early. Like, you know, mid-third quarter or something to go rock and roll with the Sixers.
Ah, right? But then.
And then Zach Wheeler's pitching a no-hitter.
That's great.
And it was, and I'm telling you, you could sense the murmur in the crowd. Like, people were like, what are we doing? And then my phone start going, like, people start.
Yeah.
You know, so here's the way I played it. And by the way, I think there were a couple thousand that played it this way. The second, and I mean the second, he gave up that base hit.
Gone.
Out of there. I was out of there. I mean, so it was with five outs to go in the game. And, you know, we're all kind of looking, like, so my group, we're looking at each other in like the sixth and seventh, like, all right, what are we doing here? What's the strategy? And I laid it out. I said, look, I think we have to stay until he gives up a hit or gets pulled out of the game.
There's no think. You have to. Like, it's not even a think. Like, it's a no-hitter. Like, you have to stay. If you left and he pitched a no-hitter, like, you would never forgive yourself.
I agree with you. Eternal damnation.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
James, there was another factor, though. I didn't know that Rob Thompson would let him finish the game.
Well, of course.
His pitch count was high.
But even still.
No, but I mean, seriously, would Rob Thompson have let
no chance. He was in the hundreds in the seventh, or heading into the eighth inning.
So you do not think he would have finished that game if he'd given up?
Let's say he goes through the eighth and he's at like 112 or 113. No. I think maybe he lets him go out and try and get like a quick out on a pitch and see what happens, but I think ultimately at that point he's unlikely to finish the game.
These are all part of John. This was our group's conundrum. Yeah, our group's having a conversation. Like, we got this factor.
What a cool conundrum, then
another factor: how close the Sixers game was. I was like, look, guys, if the Sixers are down 20 or up 20, less need to like scamper out immediately. So
have you decided that you like the City Connect jerseys any more now that we've been dominant in the City Connect jerseys?
No, we knock it off. I'll say the same thing I said last week.
Because I like them more. The more I see them, the more I like them.
Is this going to be like a gritty
thing?
Cool,
man.
A lot of people hated gritty initially, and then the second day they love gritty. A lot of people hated this jersey right away. Maybe start swinging around.
Look, you swing the bats well with those jerseys. They look a lot sweeter. And I think it's a cool-looking concept. That it's dark, it's black, and then the blue collar thing, that really does resonate. It's so completely different. I liked the yellow. Ben Davis said something just like under his breath about like Wolverine behind the plate or something. I thought it was one of the funniest comments I'd heard or seen on one of these broadcasts.
Well, you know,
he looked exactly like the old Wolverine from X-Men.
You're
like
talking about JT?
JT. In the all-yellow catcher's uniform, it looked like, age-old Wolverine from back in the day.
Does it look like a Philly?
No, it doesn't.
No, looks completely different. But
the yellow chest protector is really
bizarre.
It's hard to miss them. Hard to miss them. If there's
really
any truth to that idea, like put your soccer goalie in the brightest possible uniform because that's going to attract kicks.
It's unbelievable.
Put your catcher in the brightest possible uniform to get that pitcher to throw to.
All right, well, look, you can let us know 2 games into the City Connect. Are you starting to vibe with them or not? 215-592-9494. Let's also get to the guided door window to the weekend. I mean, we've already talked about a lot of elements of the weekend, but one more to address. Guided Door and Window, receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window. Call them today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. That's GUIDA.com. All right. It was a weekend with, I hate to say it, but three deaths that we should mention on the air. And it's three people we probably haven't talked about in years here on WIP, but all three merit a mention upon their passing this weekend. The first is the former Eagles starting quarterback, Roman Gabriel. So those old enough certainly would be very familiar with him. I never saw him play, but he was the quarterback before Jaws. He was a quarterback mid-70s for the Eagles. Roman Gabriel passed away over the weekend. So too did from ESPN, Howie Schwab. Now, Schwab hadn't been at ESPN for a while, but you might remember he was the Stump the Schwab guy. If there was no Stump the Schwab, there might not have been a Beat the Hammer.
I can, as the person who came up with the concept for Beat the Hammer, I can tell you, if there was no Stump the Schwab, I probably would have never thought of Beat the Hammer.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tremendous trivia game about 20-ish years ago. I mean, I would watch it all the time on ESPN. And unfortunately, Howie Schwab died not so old. I think he was in his 60s. So
63, that's shit, because I didn't think he was that old.
I would have thought he was older. I mean, that really? Was a long time ago. But anyway, Howie Schwab passed away. And the third, and for those that, you know, grew up around here, will remember him from both TV and here at WIP, Joe Pellegrino passed away this weekend.
Wow.
So I think of him mostly as Channel 10. And, you know, you had Al Meltzer number one, Joe Pellegrino number two. Like when the Sixers won the title in 83, Joe Pellegrino was the guy in L.A., you know, with the group, you know, interviewing the guys out there while Big Al was back in the studio in Philadelphia. So he also, though, was one of the early WIP sports radio hosts. I mean, what we do and what so many of us here at WIP have done for, you know, now so many decades, Joe Pellegrino was on the early side of that, the cutting edge side of that back in the 1980s. So I never met him. I was always a big fan of Joe Pellegrino, just as someone growing up watching Channel 10. But anyway, just wanted to mention Roman Gabriel, Howie Schwab, and Joe Pellegrino.